We have a jam-packed show today, you guys. Oh my gosh, Fizz and April are not liking Mo, and Lyrica and A1 are mixing business and pleasure, and Zill has an extreme interest in music. Stay tuned, we got a lot to discuss.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
I love that drop.
Hey.
The shoulder.
What is up, you guys? We are discussing season 6, episode 14 and 15 of Love & Hip Hop. I'm your host, Lanisha, and I cannot do this without my girl, Rakaya.
What's going on? We are back.
We are back, and yes. This is going to be a jam-packed episode. We are discussing two episodes, 14 and 15, so I have to know, for episode 14, what was your overall thoughts?
I really feel for Monice. You know what? Like, again, the more and more this story unravels, it does get messier and messier. But I will say I really feel for her. In regards to episode 15, Zell's kind of, like, surprising me. He's really taking this music, like, serious. Like,
okay.
So I'm interested with that. I know we also tap into, you know, K. Michelle tapping into the countryside of things and whether or not she should move to Nashville and all that. So, but overall, like, the episodes, I mean, it's juicy this season.
It's juicy.
A new dynamics that I'm liking, you know, but what about you? What did you think about it?
Girl, I was very surprised, mainly with 15. 15 was my favorite because we were getting a lot of alumni, you know.
Yeah,
we were seeing a lot. We got Sierra. Nikki Baby. We got Tierra. Yeah. We got Nia. We even had a surprise guest from Atlanta. We got Carly Rae. So
exactly, yeah.
I'm ready for this. So let's get into episode 14.
Let's do it.
Starting with that skating rink, they did a continuation where they double teamed both Fizz and April on Monice. Basically, y'all saw what happened. Mo was trying to express to April, like, she just wants, the problem's not with her, the problem was with the baby daddy. She just wants to discuss about co-parenting.
Yeah.
And Fizz was not having it. What did you think about that?
You know, the way they communicate is god-awful. Like, obviously. But from outside looking in, like I said, I really understand where Monice is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, everything goes hand in hand. Now, we don't know them from a can of paint or a bucket of bricks. So we can't really say what. We're literally talking strictly from, you know, the average viewer, you know,
yes.
And we talk based on that. But based off of what I've seen of them, it's like everything goes hand in hand. Once you start dating someone, like, you shouldn't switch up. They should never disrespect, you know, the mother of your child, regardless if you guys have, you know, a strenuous relationship.
Right.
You never let an outside person come in and disrespect the mother or even the father of your children.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like April, she's stepping into a territory that she really shouldn't. You know what I mean? It's like,
hello.
You got your own kids, you got your own situation with Omarion, which you need to figure out. And by the way, Omarion is a whole mood. Let Omarion be a lesson to all of us. Granted, we don't know what he
okay.
did, but the fact that he's remained as silent as he has, listen,
he's
beyond
nothing.
Unbothered. But back to the original thing with April and Fizz, it's like, they gotta have separate situations. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we get it. You guys have decided to be in a relationship. You guys are happy. Live your little best life.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do think it has become really disrespectful between April and Monice. And it's just like, girl, that's a nasty move.
Yeah, and I feel like Fizz is kind of deaf a little bit because in that whole, I'm just saying because of the whole conversation, he was like, what do you want to talk about, Monice? And she literally says, I want to talk about how are we going to move forward co-parenting?
Right.
How are we going to make this work? And he's like, you don't want to talk about Cameron. It's always going back to me. Like, right now, you just want to talk about me. Are you deaf? She just said co-parenting.
Right. And then on top of that, if you think about it, it does go hand in hand. Because it's like, if your relationship is bleeding over and like you're, like she was saying, her son Cam feels like, okay, he can't say certain things. And then on top of that, you get a house that close to me when you know we're not, listen, that right there was just really petty for me.
Well, since you're bringing that up, let's jump into that where she's at the radio station with Jason Lee, right. And she's bringing out all the dirt. Like what you said, Fizz moved in a neighbor, her neighborhood. Right, April's like, popping up in the middle of the night. And
see, this is why you got to be careful who you have kids with, because she's better than me. I like, and I can tell that Monice is trying to grow. You know, to the situation, because I'm actually surprised, you know, even going back to that skating rink situation, mm-hmm. that she was as calm as she was, because old Moniece would have been ready to pop out and been dragging okay. people left and right. But she didn't handle it as well as she could. And I can tell that she's getting a breaking point. And when she was talking on, you know, Hollywood Unlocked and saying her piece, of course, it was petty driven in some aspects of
yeah.
it. You know, and with the whole, you know, pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that everybody pregnant, but that's nothing. But the thing is, it's like I'm just like, why would you, out of all places that you can live, you already are dating someone that you used to do business with. Okay. And now you want to go get a house right behind or next to whatever, that close to the mother of your child, whom you don't respect nor have a good co-parent relationship with.
Right. I mean, I'll say the least, it's at least easier for her to, like, you know, pick up her kid or whatever. But for me, my thing was exactly when she was talking about how Cameron felt like he had to lie.
Yeah.
And that's who I feel bad for the most, is the kid. Because, like, that's a tough position to be in. Like, I don't know if daddy wants me to tell mommy this. I don't know if mommy wants me to tell dad. I don't want them to get mad at me at the yeah. end of the day. So I feel like she is a little right. Like, Fizz should not put Cameron in a position to where he has to lie.
Right. Either
way. You
one.
Know?
Either way.
Yes,
vice versa. Whether it's him or Moniece. I don't think any, and again, we're two single women that ain't got no kids. Not yet. I need a husband first. But we're talking strictly from, like I said, from just viewing outside in. I don't think that you should ever put the child in a position to have to choose parents or make them feel like they have to lie to the other or anything like that. That's just a lot to deal with. I don't know. Like, how would you react if Fizz was your baby daddy?
Oh, I wouldn't be acting like Moniece. Moniece is calmer than me. Hands would have been thrown.
First, your
girl ain't gonna be talking about me any other type of way, especially with my child. Oh, no. Yeah, we're not having that. You're gonna have to respect me if you're gonna be around my kid.
Yeah.
That's there's just a thing. It's just a silent rule. Like, you respect the mom. Mm-hmm. You gotta respect the mom if you're gonna be around
right.
the kid.
Mind your business. Get you some business. Find some business and mind the business that pays you.
Yes.
But I think for me, it's just like, these couple, I've noticed, like, this season, these couples are like, we're really getting a deeper look, more than what we like typically would in like previous seasons, into like their relationships, like different aspects. I know we're gonna tap into a little later.
Yeah.
Lyrica and A1. And then it's like, there's an April and Moniece. And it's like, it's a lot going on.
It is a lot going on, especially with Moniece jumping into her scene with Tierra. Like, I feel bad because she had to go through her depression, and this is when we really saw her
yeah.
at the low, like the lowest of the low. We've always heard about it. We've always, you know, heard the rumors about her depression and everything
with
else.
Moniece, yeah.
yeah. But this is where I think we've actually got to see firsthand, like, her feeling at the bottom and her just really struggling and trying to stay up.
Yeah, it broke my heart when in her confessional she was saying that she's hit a point of hopelessness. It was just like, that's when things got really real. I think the reality TV aspect of it, it seemed very genuine, obviously, that when she had said that, you can tell it was coming from a real place. So for me, with her, it's just like, I never want anyone to have to experience that. And honestly, my next thought was, I'm interested to see how Fizz is going to react to seeing her at that point. You know, because you know, I think they probably watch the season, like, after
watch
it after the fact, and then
the reunion once we get, too.
Exactly, the reunion and all that. I'm interested to see how Fizz feels seeing the mother of his child emotionally at her lowest point. And I wonder if he also has any remorse about contributing to that in any way.
Yeah.
I remember, like, at one point, it was maybe like a few seasons back, that they seem to have, like, some understanding. He was like, I never want to hurt Moniece. And then it seems like this season, he's like, I don't care.
He don't care,
like,
at all.
He really don't care.
and he's actually tag teaming with, normally it's just the baby mamas against each other, like yeah. the mom and the girlfriends are normally against each other, but this time he's like jumping in with the drama.
Yeah, I was like, Lord, please don't ever let me become a baby mama. Allow me to come up. Oh, let's touch and agree. And
okay.
Lord Jesus, just allow us to be wise, Father God, and our baby mamas. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's put that in the atmosphere because I don't have to deal with this.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Ida Rakaia, I already know you want to just focus on your music like Brittany B and Asian Doll, who we were introduced to as yeah. they was in the studio doing mm-hmm. their thing. We got to hear a couple of their music. What do you think about it so far? You like
yeah,
their vibe?
Even that scene, they tapped on some serious issues, you know what I mean, in regards to, you know, colorism in the industry, mm-hmm. Them both being beautiful brown skinned women. We rocking the brown skin too, girl.
Hello. Beyonce made a song about us, y'all. So y'all can
skin just like pearls. Hey. But no, but really though, that is a real issue. And it was really dope to see two queens come together on music and collaborate in that regard. But yeah, let's talk about it. It's a real
yes.
thing. I've experienced colorism, you know, I'm brown skin. I guess I'd be considered brown skin.
Yeah.
And my sister's actually a darker complexion of me, and we've dealt with that mm-hmm. growing up. And especially my sister has had that be an issue. You know, when I
yeah.
used to compete in pageants, that was something that used to be a topic of conversation. Obviously, in music too, where it's a real thing. Sometimes, like Brittany was saying, she's been overlooked for different opportunities simply because she was chocolate, and
yeah.
it sucks that. The industry of entertainment overall, in any regard, it's image based.
Yeah, it's no secret that
yeah.
certain people think that, mm-hmm. not that they're not pretty, beautiful, but some people think that lighter skin is more beautiful than darker skin. Mm-hmm. And without noticing, you know, us darker skin, hello, we dark, but darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, honey.
Okay. And age like fine wine, all right?
So don't get it twisted on our right. nice dark skin.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, and I've encountered that even in dating, you know, where I'm in, like, I've actually had a guy say to me, like, oh man, you're beautiful, you're this and that, you know, but, you know, you're not necessarily my type. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I typically date, you know, light-skinned girls. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
so you're not going to even try to, like, get to know me because of just that one thing.
Yeah.
And it sucks that, especially, we already have so many different things coming against us as a community, aka the black community.
Yeah.
So when we deal with that within our own community and then also in different industries, it's just, it's unfortunate and it's a struggle, but it's a reality.
It's hard.
It is a reality, and it's necessary for us to just keep pushing through, you know, keep shining and allowing our gifts to make room for us and to keep pushing. So it's dope that they shed light on that.
Yeah.
You know, on that issue. 'Cause it's a big thing.
I'm yeah. glad you brought that up, man, because Brittany and Asian Doll are not the only ones who are giving it they all. We got
yeah.
Yo-Yo back in the booth, y'all. She is doing her thing. She's back in the booth. And she had a visit from Brittany B and
yeah.
Apple. And they're planning on collabing themselves.
That's super dope. I think, and so, you know, I heard Yo-Yo, don't make me pull up on the grass with your mama hop.
Okay,
okay.
Hey.
But yeah, it's really cool that she's stepping out, you know what I mean? And after 10 years, like, she's always been part of the game, but getting back in, and she was talking about feeling like relevant. Like, are you excited to see what she's gonna like do? Or
I'm ready to hear that song, the whole thing. I want the. I'm ready.
That's
it's probably out.
I think it's gonna be an interesting mix, like with Apple and Brittany B and Yo-Yo. But let me ask you this: So I know it was, you know, this the episode before last, but with Apple situation, you know, because they
yeah.
did briefly talk about, mm-hmm. you know, her like endorsements, and we've been kind of talking about Apple in the regard of like
yeah.
her personality, and she's kind of been like, I'm getting shunned for being me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what are you, kind of your thoughts on like her being passed about different opportunities? She said what God has for you, you know, he'll bless you with it
yeah.
in the time that you're deserving of it. But
I think even though she's saying that, I think she
yeah.
is like mentally, you could tell she's like taking mental notes and like, okay,
yeah,
I need to chill. And I think I'm glad she didn't take it out on Yo-Yo or anything. Like, mm-hmm. she handled that very maturely from my point of view.
Yeah.
'Cause she could have been like some artists who are immature who are saying like, why would you bring me to a meeting where they don't even want me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, but she was just so understanding. She was just like, oh no, I totally get like where he was coming from. I understood what he was saying. And, you know, it is what it is. And now moving forward, this is what I got to do. Right. And even Yo-Yo was saying it, and she was listening to what she had to say. So who knows? She might take her advice, and it might work out for Apple at the end of the day.
I think she did. I know we're going to talk about it a little later, but she is showing some growth, which is really dope. Apple, you know, exactly. She's growing. Growth. It's a thing. You know what I mean? But it's very informational, and it's great, and it's a lesson for viewers to see, like, this is what people think. Like, it's important to watch your social media, you know, everything that you're doing, because that will come back. It can all come back around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So watch the videos y'all make.
For real. And speaking of videos that we make, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning us in with us every single week and making us the ESPN of TV talk here at AfterBuzz TV. We're so excited to chit chat with you guys on our live stream, and make sure you continue to give us feedback, comment, like, subscribe on YouTube, give us ratings on iTunes, all of that, because without you guys, we can't do what we do, how we do it. All right. Okay. So we want to thank you so much. But Lanisha, tell us how much you have loved being a part of AfterBuzz TV.
Y'all already know I love being here at AfterBuzz. I get to do with shows with people who I love. Rakai over here giving me a whole theme song. And most importantly, we want to thank Kevin and Maria Menounos. Yes. Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much for giving us this opportunity so that we could learn and grow as a host.
Exactly. Yes. It has been a growing experience. I know it was a perfect segue, you know, talking from Apple and her growth. And we're growing as hosts.
Okay, we are definitely growing. And just like what Rakaya said, thank you guys for commenting. I'm going to give a shout out to Here's_the_good_life, who says, can someone get Monique some help, though? Oh, my gosh. Yes, and then they also continue saying, Monice needs some mental health support.
Oh, that's a big thing. That is a big thing. Mental health, man. A lot of people, they think that because you don't see the physical scars on their bodies that people aren't suffering.
Right.
You know, my dad, you know, was in the military, you know, he suffers from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, and mental health is so important because, and a lot of people don't talk about it because they're either embarrassed or just different reasons. But when you see your friend or family member or whomever that is suffering, like, take that seriously.
Oh, most definitely.
I think, like, and, you know, I know we tapped into, you know, Tierra Marie, you know, with her, like, in the beginning, they did the intervention, like, with her drinking and all of that. And it was kind of like, kind of people kind of laughed at her. But now it's like, it's a real serious thing.
Yeah.
Like, Moniece, I know we were looking at her as being this outlandish, crazy character on, you know, Love and Hip Hop, but she's really suffering.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like, yes, it's reality TV and all of that, but some of these people are dealing with real issues.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's important that they do get help. Like, for real. Yeah.
It is very important. And look out for the signs and triggers.
Yeah. It's something that, like I said, that we don't really shed a lot of light on. Being artists, being especially in the forefront and in the public eye, where people judge you constantly. They don't know you at all. They don't know the ins and outs of your situation. And that's a lot. It's like what Tierra kind of talked about. You know, how she was saying, like, Zell and Paris, they don't know what it's like to deal with one humiliating situation after the next.
Yeah.
And that really can take a huge toll on you. I mean, even Beyonce, I remember when she had like a documentary that she had, and she was talking about after, like, her miscarriage, and she was dealing with a lot. You know what I mean? People always see the glitz and the glam and or the drama, whatever it is, but people are really suffering, and you really want to heal.
Yeah.
And more than ever, I would say, like, mental health, that has been a huge topic of discussion, and I think it should be a continued one and something that we really advocate for and find solutions and get people the necessary help.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to lose a loved one because you overlooked their struggle or you took it as a joke. Like, that stuff is serious. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the mind is powerful. So imagine, as powerful as your mind can be to do successful things, imagine that on the reverse side, and you're dealing with internal battles and mental issues, and you have no one else to help you, or it's only you that can get out of
it. Come on, Rakiya, speak on it. Speak on it.
I think that definitely we need to shed more light on that and talk about it and make sure we get people the help, though, for real.
Yeah. I love that. Definitely taking notes. But speaking of healing, you know who is trying to heal?
Who?
Lyrica and A1's relationship. They are...
What a shift.
Woo! Where do we begin? Let's start with their co-parenting. So they start off with their nice picnic with violins and everything, and A1's trying to make it work with Lyrica. But as we see in the store, Lyrica's mom's not having it. She not a fan of A1.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
I mean, he cheated, but I think they cheated.
Yeah.
So it's like, because her mom, I get it. She's mom. So she's obviously going to protect her daughter.
Yeah.
And now let me ask you about this, though. What did you feel about his proposal of saying, okay, don't move your things back in the house just yet, but let's do a trial run? Because I know mama was not having it. Lyrica G was like, absolutely not. You're married. So how do you feel about him saying, okay, well, don't move yourself back in just yet. I know you're looking for an apartment, but let's just try it out. Would you do that with your husband?
I don't know, because I'm not married yet. I'm trying to think of what I would do. I think I would stick to my original plan and move forward and moving into my apartment and be separated for me. Mm-hmm. I just need to get myself together in that mental space. I don't need nobody woo-swying me, woo-sway.
Yeah, okay, so let me ask you this question, too, because, you know, her mom was like, okay, do you think that he... Because she was like, okay, why do you keep going back and forth?
Yeah.
Then she...
Because she loved that man, okay?
Right. And then speaking, okay, that's what I'm tapping into the love part. Because she was like, okay, well, do you think he loves you? And she was like, well, yeah. And then her mom said, well, okay.
Why would he do this to you?
So you think a man that cheated on his almost, or his currently pregnant wife loves you? Do you think a man can, like...
No, and you know what? That's not even just with marriage. That's in any type of relationship. I've been in that position before where, you know, like the back and forth. Mm-hmm. They'll make you do some crazy things, I'm just saying. But it's not love. A man cannot say he loves you and treat you the opposite. Action speaks louder than words.
You know how I feel about that? I honestly believe, because it's not for me to say if that person, I'm not inside that person. I can't tell them what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that it's possible that you can love me. You probably do love me.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't love me enough to not put me in a particular situation. To not put me in a position to where I have to either choose or to be broken, or where we have to, like, you know, really rebuild, like, literally from the ground up all over again. Like, you're not going to put me in those positions. You probably could love me. And I know dudes that are like, I like you. Yeah, I care about you. But their actions say opposite, you know? And it's like, you might feel that on the inside. You might be really infatuated with me, but not enough to do the right thing for me. So I think, you know, Lyrica is right. Okay, like, I think he does love me. Well, I think he does love her.
Now let me ask you this question, because moving forward, would you mix business and personal, like how A1 mixed business and personal with Lyrica?
No. hell no. Absolutely not. I've done it. I have done that. We'll never do it again. No. Do not mix business with personal. Do not mix business with pleasure.
No.
Because you end up in pain, okay?
And he was going off that. He was going off on the sound guy. He was going off on everybody in the rehearsal.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to, you know.
Impress her.
I think it was partially that.
Yeah.
But really, it was just like, okay, get the sound together. Because that is frustrating.
Hello.
As a performer. Like, listen, get it together.
Yeah.
All right? Lock it up. But the thing is like, they're like in a weird position because they're married. That like changes a lot.
Yeah.
It's one thing if it's like a boyfriend or like a guy you talk to, but not really, but y'all like he's your boo, but not your boo. Like, you know what I mean? That's a little different. They're married. So that's very different. So, and like they both said, they've been doing this, you know what I mean? So that makes sense. I mean, I don't agree with it, but do they really care what I think? Probably not.
Well, we're going to talk more about them when we get to episode 15. But right now, we gonna talk about one more couple. Who? Zell and Star, because Zell has a girlfriend.
Yes, she's got her own like little, you know, like in the bottom right screen when they get like the name.
Yeah,
yeah, bottom left screen, and it's like, ooh, Zell's boo. I was like, ooh,
I was he like
claimed her. Yeah, like he, okay, yeah, okay. That
I wasn't expecting that. I'm not going to lie. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, went on a whole little double date with Slick and Mickey Monday and all of that. Like, that threw me for a loop. I was like,
that dude.
I thought he was gay.
Like, just straight gay. Yeah,
I did. I really did. No offense, though. I know you're funny. But I really did think he was gay.
Do you think he might be just trying it out with her? Or do you think he really...
Why would you ask me that?
I got you.
I'll ask you that. Did you think that he's just trying it out or what?
I do think he's just trying it out. I'm not afraid to answer that.
Zell, come on the show so you can answer this question for us. But yeah, I mean, we saw a couple episodes back. He was like, I'm dipping into the lady pond. Yeah. It's going to be a big old splash.
But you know,
I didn't expect it.
He has been more touchy-feely on the internet, though, with a lot of women booties, like... He has been more touchy-feely with women, so you never know. I don't know. Maybe you never know. He might be rocking her world right now.
I don't think I can do it.
Teach his own.
But I just mean you're in my room deep.
All right.
That threw me for a loop. Go ahead.
Because I know she's not going to answer, so.
No.
We just going to jump right into episode 15.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, sha-la-la-la-la. Which we actually jump into back into Lyrica's performance, which went really well.
Mm-hmm.
She did her thing. Yeah. She had Apple there, hyped up, recorded. That's a real friend.
Right.
We had TT there. We had Zell there. He didn't bring his boo thing.
Right. But Paris
brought Paris. There you go. And Paris and Apple made up.
Yeah. Again, that was the growth moment I was talking about.
Yeah.
With Apple, where she was like, okay, you know what? But she was ready, though. I know her confessional, she was like, whew. I don't know what's going to pop off, but listen, I'm ready. And she was ready.
she was ready.
She let that guard down and she was like, okay, let me not fight fire with fire. She like, I got the fire. Guns blazing, you know, but she was like chill and she was open to listening because they never really had an issue.
Right.
You know, and then it was cool to see, you know, Zell and Tierra, they all had their like kumbaya moment and just kind of like hugged it out. And he was rocking his, you know, East Ave clothing. Yeah. He bedazzles every doggone thing. And he was like, listen, I'm wearing all white. Y'all like to throw drinks. So Zell was, you know, Zell was like,
he said, I'm staying away from that. I'm like, I'm right. With you, Zell. If I'm right. Wearing all white or even something close, light clothes, I'm staying away from that. No one a drink's going to probably be thrown.
Period. I'm not doing it at all.
But that was a nice little kumbaya moment.
Yeah.
But we get kind of unkumbaya with Zell and Paris living with TT. They not really a fan with Tierra living with them.
Listen. I've dealt with that.
With family or with friends or?
We're not going to get particular.
Oh, we won't get to take it.
We're not going to get particular.
We'll just, but no names.
We won't get particular, but yeah, like overseeing welcomes and, you know, like being in my personal space.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, I was more so also, I've been in both positions and I've kind of also agreed with T with saying, don't throw it in my face that I'm living at your place. I've been in that position. It's annoying.
Yeah. No, that does suck. I look at things from both perspectives, but it's just like, it can't get crowded. You know, it's just a natural thing. But and it's funny. It's like, I didn't realize until I got a little bit older. I'm not that old, but shut it out. But I honestly, like, I value, like, my space, my personal space. But when you are helping a friend in need, I get it. Yeah. Don't throw it back in their face and make them feel like, well, you have my stuff and this is the, you know, you volunteered to help.
Yeah.
So it's not right. And especially if you know the circumstances, like she's dealing with a lot. She's trying to, you know, deal with, you know, sobriety, making sure she's fighting cases and different things like that so that she's staying out of jail. And so help her out. You know what I mean? But I'm glad that they, you know, eventually talked it out.
Yeah. And we saw a more vulnerable side with Zell as we revealed that he was a little bit, I want to say jealous of Apple. At first, that's what I thought, but we find out that he was just more hurt with the fact that he's been helping TT with all of her stuff, getting her producers, trying to get her some session time, and she kind of ditched him and was looking for other artists. How do you feel about that?
I think with that situation, it was a matter of... she didn't really take him as serious.
Yeah.
It sucks to be... like, I've been in Zell's position. I've also been in Tierra's position, where you're like, well, I didn't know... like, I just recently had a situation where I talked to a person about this. And it was like, where, you know, how Tierra was saying, like, well, you got to say something. You got to talk. You got to communicate. Listen, people, communication is key.
Hello.
And also comprehension. If you can, that's communicating, that's step number one. But to comprehend is a whole nother thing. And understanding of the other person's feelings and their perspective and their experience of whatever you guys are dealing with. And I think that's what it was when it came to Zell and Tierra. She really didn't think, and she's doing her own stuff, so she didn't really think that... he took it as serious because, and he talked about it. He said, okay, I get why, because we were introduced with Zell doing music through his diss record for Masika with Alexis Sky.
I still remember that.
And that was like a joke. You know what I mean? So, but if he's saying, hey, I'm taking this seriously, I think, you know, they're family. So they should have just had a separate conversation. He could have communicated that.
Yeah.
And they're both growing and learning through their own situation. So he should have just been like, hey, this really did hurt me. And a mm-hmm. lot of times, because he talks about like how everyone views him as this monster or being so strong, like us strong folks, we got feelings too. Mm-hmm. But it's part of us where we have to relay, hey, this hurt me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't really think that it was like a jealousy thing.
Yeah. And well, for me, I almost thought that because he was mentioning like Apple, and I didn't see like the reason why until he expressed that he had a passion mm-hmm. for music. But I was kind of like TT. I was just thinking like, I thought you were like, because the first thing he introduced himself was a celebrity stylist.
True.
So right. if that's what you market, you know, that's right. what I'm going to see you as, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm going to call you up for, you know?
Right, some clothes.
But if you market your other brand and let me know, communicate with me that this is something you're trying to do, okay, great. Now let's try to get... right. First, let me hear your music.
All right, that's the first thing. I mean, people will take you as seriously as you take yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and if you took it seriously, it was like, okay. I think with the Masika thing, it was like an opportunity to take a jab, and it was like just it a was fun funny. Thing. But even in that, I think I could slightly tell a little bit that he was taking it seriously, mm-hmm. but I think that just came down to communication, you know what I mean? Yeah. And just like, okay, I take this seriously and, you know, go after it.
And you know who's not afraid to go after it? April and Fizz with this housewarming. They just going full force. They invited the friends over. Oh, we got a little reunion. We got to see Mia come back
with the red hair.
With red hair and without Soulja Boy.
Soulja. Right. He's nowhere to be found.
Okay. Right. Oh, with this whole housewarming situation, we got to dive deeper in some more of April's situation with O. We sat down with one of her friends, and even he said he saw the falling out with mm-hmm. April and O. What did you think about that conversation?
With that situation, it's like I said before, mm-hmm. This whole time I've been saying no, no, no with this whole Fizz and April thing because mm-hmm. of the closeness. Like, I get it. Yeah, I guess you can't really control who you fall for, but then at the same time, it's like, really? You know what I mean? It's kind of like one of those things where the friend, he's also like, I don't know how much I really can trust the friend because the guy that she was talking to on the couch because he was once best friends with O.
Yeah.
And then they had a falling out. And then now you're back friends with the mother of his child who he don't get along with. So are you
really a lot of people who are friends with O and then are kind of like, doing the
flip-flopping. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be friends with both. Now, we don't know the parameters of, you know, O's falling out with the friend. But it's like, you go back and forth too. So yeah. I don't really know how much.
Yeah. And then there's a whole bunch of drama going on there. We also had Carter, another April's friend, who talks about a live that happened with April and Moniece. And they're just going back and forth at it. And yeah,
with going live, and speaking of that, and let's tapping right into news and gossip, because that is a perfect time,
girl,
to bring that up.
Oh, bring it up, bring it up, bring it up.
So with that, we have, you know, April and Fizz, they had posted, had a picture posted on social media, and they cuddled up. And Mr. Meek Mill, he commented and he was like, "You out of pocket for this move. No disrespect." Fizz comments back and says, "Only thing out of pocket is what I paid for this dinner." Then here comes April saying, well, basically saying that Meek tried to talk to her. And you don't think that's out of pocket? And I'm just like, you know, it's they're just so messy.
They're very messy. Even with, speaking of mess, we had Jess with the mess in this episode.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, her and April, their relationship, and Jess said she's going to pull up on Monice because Monice caught her at a very vulnerable time, and she gave her all, pretty much gave her, Monice, all the ammo for April.
I did laugh because Jess hilarious. She has this thing where she does on social media. She's like, "Hey, what's up?" And she literally walked in and said, "Hey, what's up?" So when she walked in, I did not take it seriously. I'm not gonna lie, I was like laughing at her entrance. But with that, I don't even know. I would have even picked up the phone, or I don't know how that transaction, like how that transitioned into like her just talking so badly or being in the moment or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I understood what Jess Hilarious was saying when she was like, "Okay, I was upset. I never thought we were going to be friends again." But then, like, I have friends that, I have people that I'm no longer friends with, and I just simply don't talk about you. I don't care about you that much.
That part.
So my thing is, it's just like, well, why did you even talk to anybody, let alone Monice? But then again, you know, I don't want Jess Hilarious coming at me on social media, so...
Okay, because she'll come straight for the jugular.
She sure will. So I'm like, never mind.
Do what you want. You can talk about me. I don't care. And speaking of people who don't care, last but not least, let's talk about Kay Michelle, who dropped the bomb on us. Mm-hmm. She's going to be moving to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So we're going to be seeing her on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. I have a feeling.
Yeah, I feel like she will. Yes. That's great. It's great for her. She's in a cool place in her life. Kay is calming down. She's back to being Kimberly. You know, she's trying to get these twins going. I think that is still such a weird experience because she's so close with the surrogate. But she's tapping into this country music. And I'm ready to hear it.
Yes.
I'm just ready to hear what it's going to sound like.
I'm ready to know what it sounds like, too, because I already heard her other song, The Rain. So I'm trying to hear the country music.
Yeah, I mean, you hear when she talks. You hear that twang in her voice when she speaks. So now I'm interested to hear how it's going to transition over into music, how it's going to translate into music.
Yes. Yeah. Well, before we go, you guys, you know, we have to get into our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So what do you think is going to happen for episode 16.
Oh. I saw a preview. Somebody gonna get slapped. Ah! I don't know who, but somebody gonna get slapped. I'm gonna be watching. I don't know who though.
Ooh, there's gonna be some fights. Yes.
The fact that I'm smiling about that is bad.
There are always gonna be fights. What I'm looking forward to, my prediction, is going to be Zell's fashion show. I think we're gonna see also a performance from him as well. And I hope we see a performance from him, because that would be like, you know, debuting, like, you know, his music.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think those are my predictions. Somebody gonna get slapped.
I feel
it in my spirit. Somebody gonna get slapped.
Yes. Now, girl, before we go, before you sing us out, where can they find you?
I ain't singing nobody out, but my name is Rikaya. You can find me on all social media platforms, spelling my first name Rikayah, last name Crawford, Crawford. And where can we find you, girl?
Girl, you already know. I'm Lanisha, and you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled Lanisha, 914.
Got the dance down.
Thanks for joining.
Lanisha. Bye, y'all.
Girl. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.